Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Gonna be honest, I like my topics tonight. It's very minutia heavy, which kind of works for me. I kind of like come alive more. Sometimes when there's like big topics or like an album or like a movie, I'm like, other people, everyone's already talking. Do I need to unpack it? Like, you know, I just get bored. And so tonight we're doing things a little differently, meaning, I mean, mostly the same. So anyways, if you're someone who likes to count, you'll know that my next episode will be my 250th episode. And I have a very special fan favorite guest lined up. Won't tell you who. You'll just have to wait, and maybe not even that long. Who knows when this episode will be dropping to, but yeah, I mean, it's like, again, every time there's like an anniversary or a big number, I'm like, oh, I should do something. And I'm like, why? Literally, why? It's a bit much. I think it's a bit much. Yeah, I don't know. Do I sound different? Because I am different now. In the last 3 days, my life has completely changed. And the reason it's changed is because I upgraded my phone from the iPhone 11 to the iPhone 15 Pro Max. That's right. A lot of people don't seem to care when I tell them. They're like, okay, you have a new phone. Like, everyone has a phone. It's not a big deal. And I know it's not a big deal. But just to make things about me, it's a big deal for me. My phone, like, just after like 1 year, it just like things like stopped working. Like, the microphone didn't work. I would have to like take phone calls, which albeit rarely happened, but I have to like put my headphones in. If I want to send a little voice note to a friend, it's like, where are my headphones? It was like prohibiting me from expressing myself. And like, real heads of the pod remember like the early days of my solo episodes, because like, this podcast was not mostly a solo show. It was like heavily reliant on me having guests like constantly. And then one day, I don't know, I just kind of, oh my God, no, it was like September of 2020. I recapped the VMAs, which were so weird that year because of like pandemic shit. And I recorded my mom's garage, like, chain-smoking cigarettes, and I was, like, so nervous and so scared. Anyways, and I would, like, you know, evolved into, like, me using my phone at, like, 15-minute intervals and recording little voice notes and, like, stitching them together, blah, 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 and now here we are. But now I can, like, do that again. Just have the possibility to, like, record something, like, if I'm in the car, or, like, I can make videos now, because I couldn't record videos because, like, the sound wouldn't work. I'd have to like wear headphones and that would look stupid. Even my new iPhone 15 Pro Max, I am choosing the wired headphone. Okay. I'm not doing AirPods. You're never gonna get me to do AirPods. I don't want to charge something. I don't want to like, I just hate the way people look with AirPods too. I'm like, oh God, I don't know. Like, I get it. They're fine. I'm sure they're great. But I like to nervously toggle the volume up and down, like pause, kind of like twist it around my finger. I don't know. I just kind of like it. I like the wired, you know, the wired experience. It kind of gives me that ooh-ah sensation. Sorry. Anyways, I literally didn't. Oh, wait, hold on. Rewind. Also, my screen was broken for like 2 solid years. Like, I couldn't see the time or the battery. And there was this like stripe across my phone that was like where like Google Maps, like right turn, left turn directions would be. So I couldn't even like see those. And I could have upgraded a long time ago. I just didn't because I don't know. I hate going to the Verizon store. It's so annoying. I will say I did have a very good experience with a guy, very large black man at the Bedford L location. If you're in the market for a new phone, I suggest going there. I didn't catch his name. We just kind of clicked though. Got a good deal. They're like, if you upgrade, because they like, they've been texting me about doing trade-ins for like a long time. And maybe it's better that I held out, because they're like, if you upgrade your phone for $6 more a month, your plan for $6 more a month, you can get $860 trade-in value for this piece of shit phone we have in front of us. And I was like, what? I'm like, what would it be if I didn't upgrade the plan for $6? They're like, it'd be like $300 or $400. I'm like, so I'm doing the math. I'm like, $400, $6 a month. I'm like, yeah, like, let's do that. So the new phone, I think it was like $1,200, which is a lot. I mean, it's a computer. I mean, it is kind of a computer. And I was like, yeah, this is all great. So overall, the phone ended up only costing me around like $300. And it's like added to my plan over the course of a couple of years. So it's like, literally, I mean, it's a lot less than this podcast costs. And something I want to address really quickly is like people who unsubscribe, just in general. Like, I get it, money can be tight. I just don't think that like the Dial Dan podcast is something that needs to go like immediately. It's $5 a month. I know that's a lot of money for some people. Ultimately, though, it's not. It's like a pack of gum. It's a pack of gum. It's like a cup of coffee. I was trying to not do the cup of coffee thing because it's like so overused. It like doesn't mean anything. How much? I bet a pack of gum is like $7 now. Orbit? Oh my God, I don't even know. More like exorbitant. Anyways, all I'm just saying is like, can you try to just make $5 extra a month? Would it kill you to do that? I'm tired of playing games. It's $5. Do you know how hard? Anyways, okay. I'm not doing this. Okay. Let's get just back to my new phone. The graphics and the speed are almost too good. It's downright dizzying. It's like the apps are just flying open. It's like, you know, when like you realize that like the Twitter app like has this like bird that flies at you. It's like every app is just like, I'm like, oh, whoa, what the fuck? The apps work. They don't like just stop. They just like open. Like they actually open. I bought a new case. So when I was at the Verizon store, they're like, we need about like 25 minutes to transfer all the stuff to your new phone. I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll take a walk. And I was like, let me go to the Apple store, buy a new case, buy new headphones. I did slip and almost fall into a huge pile of dog shit, which many, I would say dozens of people saw. We're talking Bedford and North 6th at like 5 p.m. It's hustling. It's bustling. I almost like went into like a split, and I'm wearing these like weird like slippery slide things. I'm just like, whoa, I like made a noise. I was like, God fucking damn it. And it was a hot, humid day. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, like, I bought the headphones at the Apple store because I'd heard that, like, they're more expensive at the Verizon store, and I wasn't sure if that was true, but, like, literally, they were, like, $19.99 at Apple and $34.99 at Verizon. They're the same exact things. I'm like, okay, got you, bitch. The new phone case is, like, a woven kind of, like, It's like a little soft to touch. It's like a woven kind of like it has like a kind of skanky like a microfibery feel. They don't make the leather ones anymore. I'm like, well, that sucks. But like, I'm kind of into it. It's like I don't know. It's soft-ish. I got a new mount for the car. I bought this like crazy like suction arm thing that goes on top. Which I really didn't want that. But then it came this like little piece of shit, like tiny little thing like clips into an air vent. And I use that and it's like in a great location. I can like use my backup camera. I have to like move it. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I could have probably spent like $5 instead of like $20. But again, it's only $5, which is not a lot of money. I should have been following the trend of inflation, charging more for my pod year after year. But like, no, you don't see me doing that. But I could. And in fact, maybe now I will after 250. Episode 250 right on the corner. You can always expect the unexpected. Okay, so I did a little charging experiment today. My phone is at 59%. I plugged it into the charger. And I was like, okay, here's what I need to do. I need to take a piss, wash my hands, brush my teeth, and then steam the shirt that I was wearing tonight. This takes under 10 minutes. kind of my little routine before, you know, going outside. My phone went from 59 to 76% in under 10 minutes. Oh my God. People say like money can't buy happiness. And like generally that's true depending on like the situation and how you look at it. But I've literally never been more happy in my life. I was like a little schoolboy a couple days ago. Just like texting people like, oh my God, I'm a new phone. The camera is crazy. I can zoom in like literally a mile away. I was on the top of the Ludlow Hotel for reasons I can't discuss yet. And then I was zooming in on a blimp that was like over New Jersey and I couldn't see like what the blimp said and like zoomed in and it said like Dick's Sporting Goods. Like it's fucking wild. That's 25x zoom. Anyways, oh my God. Cause it's like, it's not even just like a new thing. It's like, we're like bionic kind of, not to be like a bitch. Like we're bionic creatures almost. It's like, it's, I got like a new arm. I like a new arm and like no one cares. Bitch, if you show me your new phone, I am gagging. Like I'm actually gagging. Wait, I want to add a new soundbar clip, but I haven't done it yet. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up really quick. I don't know. I'm kind of in a phase where I'm not looking towards the soundboard because I just I lose steam or it's like, here we go. Gotta log back onto Twitter to watch this. So hold on. Wi-Fi in the home. Not working virtually at all. Here we go. Hold on. Still loading. It's been loading for about, what are we at? So okay, here's, if you show me your new phone, I'm going to be gagging. Oh my God, it's still not loading. Hold on. If you show me your new phone, I will be gagged.
Fucking got me gagged.
No, it's your neck. It
got
does.
Me fucking gagged.
No, it's your neck.
Fucking got me gagged.
No, it's your
neck. See, it's when I do the fucking soundboard. I'm not good at it. Anyways, holy shit. Buying shit feels fucking amazing. And you know what? You thought this was like the end of that conversation. It's literally just the beginning. I have been on a shopping spree. I would ballpark, just for transparency, that including the phone and the next few items that I'm going to be discussing, I probably spent $1,400 to $1,500. Which is, for someone my age, it shouldn't be a lot of money, but it is. And you might be wondering, oh my God, Dan, where'd you get all this money? I've been working like a dog. Not at my once a week job, but like photo stuff. Couple secret projects. Can't discuss. But my next topic, something I'm so happy about, is that I bought a new couch. Also, just quick aside, this is the second time in my recording this episode that Audacity has just like kind of not quit, but just been like error loading sample thing, like try a different recording device. No idea why. If you were an Audacity head, please let me know why, because I have to like stop it, export it, save it, and then quit Audacity and reopen it. It's like scary and annoying. Anyway, so yeah, I bought a new couch because I won't say it's iconic. My somewhat iconic yellow kind of gingham IKEA couch is just ugly. It's like, I fucked it up in like the first few months. I didn't realize my like shitty Uniqlo jeans were like staining it. Like black jeans were just like staining like the dent in the middle and then like the armrest where I put my legs up. And then it's like starting to sink in the middle. I tried to brace it with some loose cardboard, not really cutting the mustard there. And I realized, like, you know, I've had this for 4 years, like I think it's time to let it go. And I think a different couch would like make the room feel, I mean, I love the idea of a yellow couch, but I don't know if it's actually like as like cozy and welcoming as I thought it was. Like it'd be cool in like a sunroom, but like in just like the only piece of furniture I sit on, it's a little like nauseating. I know it can hear me talking and I don't want to hurt its feelings, but it's just like, girl, it's time to move on. So if you are in the area, I'm getting rid of it. I need to get rid of it by Friday. So if you want it, it's yours. You know, put in your studio, I don't know, in your flop house. I would like for it to go to a happy home. You know, I will just put it on the street and not really think about it that much, to be honest with you. Anyways, so I was browsing the West Elm website, being like, I can't afford anything here. But they have a $649 couch that's like 72 inches long. It is kind of it's a mid-century vibe, which I was like, I mean, everyone has that. But honestly, is it the worst thing in the world? Not at all. The armrests are slimmer, so I think that I'll like have more room. You know, if there was ever going to be someone sitting next to me, I think that two people could sit comfortably on my current couch. Not so much, and not with that dent sloping right down to the middle, funneling us together. No chance for platonic friends to sit comfortably, so I don't have people over. It's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, but. So I added this couch to my cart, and it looked straight up brown to me. It looked like a brown couch. I'm like, oh, I love brown. And, didn't check out. I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. And then I decided like, let me look at like other like pictures of it in like real people's apartments. The couch is called, the Oliver couch, 72 inches in dark olive. I'm like, dark olive is green. Why does it look brown? And then in the pictures I'm seeing in people's apartments, it is just like straight up like green. It's like an army green. It's a dark olive. It's green. When I was hanging out with Antonio and Rachel, I showed them the pic. I'm like, what color does this look like to you? And they're like, green. I'm like, no, it's brown. And they had a pillow in their apartment. They're like, what color do you think that is? I'm like, it's brown. And they're like, it's literally green. So I'm colorblind now. This has happened to me before, famously. I, for years, thought I had a navy blue suede jacket. And then when I was in LA last year, I was having lunch with my friends Kath and Jill at the hotel I was staying at, the Silver Lake Inn. And we were at the bar having lunch, and I don't know, it just came up. I'm like, oh, my jacket's navy blue. And they're like, what? No, it's not. I'm like, well, okay, what color is it? They're like, it's black. And I was feeling a little frisky. I asked the bartender, I'm like, what color do you think this is? He's like, it's black. And then I asked like two strangers sitting next to him, like, yeah, what color do you think this is? And they're like, that's a black jacket. I was like, no, because I've been styling it like it's blue for fucking years. And here's, okay, maybe I just see more colors than other people. I see like the true dye involved, because like black is like not, it's like dark purple and blue. But this brown couch, I don't know. Maybe you Google it and see what you think. I mean, I did post pictures of it. I'm like, I can't wait to get this. I made the font brown and like the little heart emoji brown. I'm like, can't wait to get this like brown couch. And no one said anything and no one did anything. But it's getting delivered Friday. I could not be more excited. I just gotta spruce up my life. I'm so tired of living like a fucking dog in this one tiny room. Anyways, next topic. Speaking of colors and new stuff, I did pull the trig and buy some new perfume. Thanks a lot, Maddie, for getting me helplessly addicted to perfume. I did go with the fragrance Lamp Black by Fizotic. I don't remember if I discussed this last episode, but I meant to. I know me and Maddie were kind of fumbling around like, Lamp Black? Well, that's an interesting thing to say. Like, what could that mean? It turns out Lamp Black is like a very known color. It's like a matte black, kind of, I think. In like the painting community, you'll know it. It's very well known. I woke up and I was like, fucking, I want to shop. And I kind of like wasn't thinking clearly because it said 30 milliliters for $130. I got like 15% off being like a first time customer, which doesn't even like make a dent, really, if we're being honest, like like sales tax, you know, whatever. In my mind, I was like, oh, 30 milliliters. That's what like the airport kind of like maximum allowance for milliliters is. I mean, that's what I thought. I was wrong. I'm like, oh, that's what the Comme des Garçons bottles I have are. They're like 100 milliliters or 30 milliliters. And then I hit order, pay, whatever. And then I was like, that doesn't seem right. Like, let me go look at the bottle of the Comme des Garçons Mantoo that I wear, and it's 100 milliliters. So you spent a lot of $135 for a fragrance. I mean, I guess like that's totally par for the course. However, 30 milliliters is so fucking small. I was like, is this a bottle of like nail polish? And a bottle of nail polish is 15 milliliters. This is 30. And I'm like, okay, like what did I just do? But it'll just be like special occasions, I think. I don't know. I really want to like pause the pod and like, I just have to like belch, but I'm afraid to do that because like, it's going to fucking Audacity's going to like quit again. Let me just see if I can do it. Hold on. Okay. It actually worked. amazing. So I'm eagerly anticipating the Lamp Black to be in my hands. Should be any day now. Okay. Well, again, speaking of fragrances and new shit, I did impulse, I need some new deodorant. And my thing with like body products, whether it's like body wash, toothpaste, deodorant, what else? Like shaving cream, I just do like Barbasol because I like the smell of it. It's like so sexy to me. Anyways, I'm just always buying different shit, you know. Sometimes I get like the Trader Joe's toothpaste, sometimes I get Tom's, sometimes I'm doing like Crest Ultra White body wash. Right now I'm doing like Native, and then, you know, I like a Dr. Teal's body wash, typically very affordable, very nice smelling. They're like a eucalyptus tea tree is kind of my go-to. Anyways, I'm at Target in Long Island. So I went to the mall to buy a shirt for a special ceremony that I cannot talk about yet. That ended up not fitting, and I only discovered that right before I had to go to this wedding, and I had to fucking figure out an entirely new outfit, and it was bleak. Anyways, like I need to, you know, new deodorant, and I see that The Rock has this new brand out called Papa Tui. That's P-A-P-A-T-U-I. I'm gonna assume it's some Samoan phrase. But I do be loving The Rock and like the Asian Pacific Islands. And I was like, let me check out this scent called Cedar Sport. Gave it a whiff and was like, you know what? It's not bad. Packaging is very like military. It looks like a grenade. It's like grenade green. Or is it even? Maybe it's brown. It's probably fucking brown. Oh my God. I don't know what colors are anymore. That'd be so sad if I lost my... I just, like, went blind. She's, like, walking to Clando, like, the cane just, like, banging around. Oh, whatever. I kind of like the smell. It was an impulse buy, but I needed deodorant. Even though deodorant, like, doesn't really work for me, I kind of just need... For my own peace of mind, I gotta do a little something. And then I also bought like a 6-pack of toilet paper, but like, I don't really need a pat on the back for that. Kind of just things you normally buy. And then I actually did, I was going to go back to the mall and buy some face wash, the Peter Thomas Roth face wash I like at Sephora. Cause I did leave the mall scared of going to Sephora because I fucking hate going to Sephora because they are ruthless vultures that work there. And they like scare me. I think I told you last time I went there, two women, one much older, one much younger, just were standing on either side of me falling around the store. I'm like, I'm good. I'm just browsing. Like, well, what are you looking for? I'm like, maybe an under eye patch. Like, Jesus Christ. And like the little like Gen Z teen girl just like handed me this like pouch. And I was like, here you go. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, is this a free sample? She's like, no. I'm like, well, why are you just handing me shit without saying anything? This is giving gift. You're giving a gift. And I literally just handed it back to her. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I'm just like, you're fucking crazy. Stores tiny. There's people everywhere. Do I need two employees on me at one time? My God. I mean, he worked up again. It was like so actually psychotic. I only complain about the most like minute bullshit in the world. But this was truly on another fucking level. Oh my God. Okay. Catching my breath. So, I mean, that's kind of the the chapter of the episode where I talk about consuming stuff. And again, I've never felt better in my fucking life. So we got new phone, new couch, new perfume. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. I got a new anti-snoring mouth guard I bought online today called Z Quiet because, you know, I might not wear it every day, but I do wake up every morning feeling like complete shit, headache, kind of just like, oh, like my head is like killing me. And I think it's because of the snoring. And like, yeah, I mean, I'm mostly talking about nights that like mornings I didn't drink the night before. So like, don't even start. Like, I know you're thinking, oh, maybe it's the 12 cocktails you had. Like, no. Talking about other days, okay? And there are many. Like, every other day. So, you know, I'm going to do the sign of the cross. I pray to God this works. The Z Quiet. Because, like, when I'm traveling with friends and stuff, like, it's... I know it's like it bothers them and it's something that they can't complain about, but like maybe they should be able to. I'm working on it. I want everyone to know I'm working on it because I hate like being the guy that like ruined someone's like night of sleep. Because, you know, sleep is like so vital. You never know what someone's got going on in their life. I mean, they don't ever sleep. And they go on a little vacation and some fat, retarded faggot is just like for fucking 10 hours, you know? So there we go. We're like, okay, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna smoke. I wonder why I snore. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette and then get into kind of just like the rest of the stuff. Because, I mean, truly... there are some interesting topics. Okay, be right back. Okay, and we're back. Neighbored update for you guys. Specifically, neighbor who I fucking hate update. Things are at a fever pitch for me right now with him. I'm going to get into why. Things have both, like, escalated and de-escalated. If you're new here, I have a meth head neighbor who... all day, every day, like every single hour you're awake, he's awake. He just does not sleep. And he's breaking up like air conditioners, like throwing them over his head, like fucking Donkey Kong onto the ground, huffing Freon like in front of children walking to school. It is so bleak. And anyways, I'm like out of breath. So I just like walked up a flight of stairs. Oh my God. So 2 days ago, I'm walking down the street. He had a lot of... he just collects scrap, like, metal garbage. He steals bikes. He had, like, a huge... like, a couple shopping carts full of, like, crap. He had a bathtub full of crap on his sidewalk, which is extremely narrow on, like, one of the busiest streets in Greenpoint. Every single person in the neighborhood is affected by this because they're just like... what the fuck? There's like broken glass and like metal scraps like everywhere. People walking their dogs, their children. This is like so unsafe, fucked up. Anyways, Department of Sanitation paid him a visit and I was like, thank God. And they like cleared all this shit out. They like brought a garbage truck and was just like loading it up. And I was like, I just happened to be walking by and like, there must be some like electromagnetic pull inside of his fucking house where like so it's like his front door, sidewalk, parked cars, like parallel parked cars, and then like the garbage truck in the street, and one of the garbage guys like threw the bike in the back of a garbage truck and the back wheel popped off, somehow bounced from the street between two parked cars onto the sidewalk through his gate and then up back into his house. I was like, how the fuck? If I had the soundboard up, you know, I'd play And then like the breaking glass, like, and then maybe also like there was doo doo feces on all the wall, the floor, the ceiling. It stunk so bad. I might do that too. And I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking insane. Then as soon as they left, you know, a few hours later, I was back out in the streets and there was just more shit again. He just couldn't help himself. The reason I'm so pissed off is today I went to go sit in the park, and in the middle of Nassau Avenue, this is a bus route. There are buses constantly whizzing by. In the middle of the street, he just left this like humongous, like flat wooden, like pallet with wheels. It's like probably like 5 feet by 5 feet. It's fucking big. And it was just full of fucking scrap metal and bikes. And he just left it in the middle of the road, Nassau Avenue. Even if you're like not that familiar with New York City, maybe you've been here. You know, there is a train station called Nassau FG. It's a fucking busy street. And he just leaves like that in the middle. I mean, what did I do? I took a picture of it and moved on. I'm not going to touch that shit. I'm not getting tetanus or whatever the fuck. Like, oh my God, it's like so crazy. Like, he's never going to stop. He owns that building. So like, you can't like get evicted, but like he needs like serious fucking help. And like, how's he going to get it? I don't know. He's kind of like a classic junkie where it's like, he's like not, he like doesn't even care about like talking to people. He's just like up, he's like tinkering. I've heard him say some really wild shit though. That's very offensive even to me. And I'm like, oh shit. He's dropped some N-bombs before. I'll just say that. There's always like new friends hanging around. It was so funny watching like him and like two friends like on the other corner watching the Department of Sanitation like clean up all the like truly garbage that he had collected just in the past few hours. And they were just kind of like, oh man, like this sucks. Like they were like, I saw them as like little boys, and my heart did get soft for a second. And I was like, okay, but like, wake up. Wake up, Pearl. Wake up. Okay, anyways, it's enough attention for my neighbor. Oh, something I forgot to mention, was this last episode? I was in Connecticut visiting my friend Sam. I was driving back to the city, and I saw a black bear, like, cross the, like, two-lane highway I was on. There was, like, a garbage truck, like, stopped, and I was like, I started to slow down. You know, it's like a 45 mile an hour. It's like not, you know, I'm not like whizzing, you know, whizzing down the road. But I was like, okay, so I slowed to like almost a stop. And I see this like black bear, like little kind of cub looking creature. But it was like running so like silly kind of. And like it was like galloping in a weird way. And I swear to God for a second, I thought it was a teenage boy like in a Halloween costume that was just like, like running across the road or something. It like didn't strike me as like a real animal. Then it reminded me that Toco the dog, we all know Toco the dog. If you don't know Toco the dog, you know, it's T-O-C-O. He's a Japanese guy, small Japanese guy that lives in a dog costume. Well, you know, to post on the internet, as a border collie, very realistic. He just likes to wave and, you know, be like, ooh, and roll around. Very cute. Very cute. It's like not sexual. Well, of course it has to be sexual in some way, but he recently said that he might, you know, he's, the costume's a little too cramped and uncomfortable. He might have to switch to a different animal. I don't know what that would be. He's like, well, I'd love to be a cat, but that's just, it's too small. And I'm like, I feel you, girl. That is definitely too small. So I'm keeping tabs on Toco, and, I'll report back if anything changes with him. Okay. What else do we have here? Oh, the other day I wore a pair of underwear backwards for 36 hours without realizing it. Let me Let me kind of walk you through it. I, like, went to work and I was like, my underwear keeps like the back kept like sliding down. I'm like, why does it seem like my underwear is like not? It's like I'm having like plumber's crack, and I'm like, I don't normally have that. You might think I do, but I really don't. From the bottom of my heart, I don't have plumber's crack that often. And I was like, eh, I don't know. They're a pair of like boxer briefs. And, you can go to the bathroom a few times. Don't even think about looking down, seeing what's going on. I'm like, maybe they just like fit wrong. Like, I don't know. Are they new? I don't know. I go to bed in them, wake up the next day, and I like go to take a piss in the morning. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, like what? Cause when you're like wearing shorts, like you just pull like the, cause I was wearing shorts that didn't have like a fly. So I just like pull the whole thing down. I'm just like, okay, whatever. This is, I'm not inspecting the underwear. And, yeah. And then I was like, shit, like, I've really been wearing these for like quite a long time. And, thought I'd share that, you know, sound off in the comments, anything like that's ever happened to you. I think I kind of just kept them on for a few. I'm like, I'll take them off when I take a shower later. And I'm like, I'm going to flip them around now. I've been literally like doing so many different things, physical labor in them. Like, I think I'm fine now. I can just like lay in bed with my backwards underwear. Crisscross vibes. Maybe some of you are too young for the hip hop duo Crisscross. Oh, so I've been posting, like, little video clips and stuff from my rewatch of the Showtime original show called The Real L Word. And a lot of people are like, what is this show? And I was, like, kind of baffled because I really thought that The Real L Word was, like, canon. I never know if I'm using the word canon correctly. Same with, like, uncanny. I'm like, what are you talking about? Uncanny. It's like, it's too real. Huh? Canon just means it's like in the lexicon, in the zeitgeist. Also, those are some words a little confused about too. A little confused about those as well. Doesn't matter. But if you've never seen it, you literally have to watch. I think season one is the best, because I did start season two and it just sort of lost some of the characters, and like it got a little too like docu-series with like sappier subject matter and wasn't as like slutty and crazy. I'm gonna keep watching and I will be reporting back, but like you've got season one, this like hot rich like Jewish couple, women, I mean, lesbians, The Real L Word. You know, the L means lesbian. And they're like planning their wedding, and it's like so fun to watch them like try on dresses and like look at venues and stuff, and have their like moms visit town. Like they pick them up and they're like BMW 5 Series, which is like my favorite car of all time. You know, they filmed this in 2010, but like the era before, whatever. Then there's Rose. Wait. Rose looks like Eva Mendes, but like thick, and she is so mean to her girlfriend. She thinks she's like this real estate mogul, but lives in like, also I'm just gonna be honest, LA is really fugly. Like, I know it's beautiful too, but like the apartments these people live in, it's like the Tom Sandoval air conditioner Ariana apartment. It's like, it's all that. And she's like, well, I make a lot of money doing real estate. It's like, you don't. But she's so beautiful, so cool, so spicy. And we've got Whitney, who's, I think she's ostensibly white, but like might have a little bit of kick somewhere in her, but she has dreads and she's so slaw, slaa. She's just in so many different love triangles. It's like unbelievable. You've just never seen lesbians documented like this ever, and you never will again, because they're saying the F word, the R word, the T word. There's a beautiful moment when like one of Whitney's like love triangle, like the two partners, like end up like they go to Dinah Shore, which is like this lesbian weekend in Palm Springs, which I never heard of until I watched the show. But I also watched the show like almost 10 years ago. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. I just never heard of it. Actually, after that either, like no one, I don't know many people that go to Dinah Shore. Then again, it's a West Coast thing, but I don't know what the East Coast version of that would be in New York. I mean, maybe it's just like Cherry Grove in Fire Island, probably, which is like all summer. Anyways, she's like standing by the pool and her two lovers that she's like trying to keep like separate, like making out in the pool. And it turns out they've been like messaging each other on Facebook, and she like freaks out. And then like they have like a house party, and like this other, like she buys us, Whitney buys a strap on and like fucks Romy. And then Sada finds out. By the way, I'm gonna say something a little insensitive. The name's Sarah, S-A-R-A, pronounced Sada. I know it's like probably a cultural thing. I'm sure it is. I think it's in the Middle East, or it originates, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but just like every time someone has to say your name, they're like Sada. It just like sounds so annoying. I'm like, can you at least spell it with a D? I don't know. Never mind. She says that like, and by the way, they film sex scenes in The Real L Word. Like there's like nipples protruding. And so Whitney like fucks Romy with a strap on, and then Sada finds out, and Sada's like, oh my god, like why did you do that here? And she's like, Romy raped me. It's like, whoa, like that. And it's like so like skirted over, like no one even like says anything or cares. They probably know like Whitney's full of shit, but like if something like that happened today, holy shit. Like Andy Cohen would like be in jail because everyone's out to get him. And I learned some new terms. The term 100 footer, because they start every episode off with like, they're not like confessional moments, like they're kind of more fun, like sitting in like a little like director's chair, and it's like they each ask them like a question like separately, and they like put all their answers together. You know, they're like, what was it like the first time you like kissed a girl? Then it's like, you know, blah blah blah, stuff like that, kind of like entry level questions. And then there's the beginning of one of the episodes, they're like, well, what are some like lesbian terms that we should know? And they talk about the term 100 footer. And I was like, what? I mean, what is that? It's like a boat? Like, what are we talking about here? And it means that like from 100 feet away, like you can tell that someone's a lesbian. For example, Mikey, who I've not discussed yet. Oh my God. Mikey is fucking amazing. She's like the West Coast Kelly Catron. She's like producing like LA Fashion Week, thinks that she's like doing the most important work in the world, which in some ways she is. She's really angry. She's hungover all the time. It's not hard to like read between the lines. She's just like so hungover. She like drinks and parties a lot and like has like a motorcycle, and she's like, I guess we'd call it toxic footch. So like Whitney described herself as hard femme, soft butch, which I was like, okay, those are so many words. And I have to like break it down. Hard femme. Okay. Soft femme would be like Marilyn Monroe. So hard femme is like, I'm still feminine, kind of pretty, but I have an edge. Okay, I get that. And then wait, okay, hard femme, soft butch. Butch would be like, I guess hard butch would be like Mikey, or like, who's that lesbian from like Orange is the New Black who like loves living in Bushwick, even though she's like 58 years old? Like, that's a hard butch. So I'm like, okay, I've like used my detective work to figure out Whitney's identity. What was I literally just talking about? Do I have to like literally 100 foot? Oh, Mikey. So Mikey's like producing fashion events. She's like also doing this like weird thing in New York where like she hosts like a buyer's kind of meeting. It's like a small trade show. And she like goes out the night before and like literally almost misses the entire next day when like all the important like magazines and clients are coming. Which, by the way, isn't like, it's not like Cosmo and Elle are coming. It's like one of the vendors is like, literally they sell like dog treats. I'm like, what are you, Mikey, what are you doing? Anyways, either way, she's fascinating to watch. All the women on the show are so great. LA in 2010, so ugly. The clothes are horrible. It's like peak, like, you know, like white t-shirt and like the vest, like the blazer vest, like a three-piece suit vest and like pork pie hat, fedora, feather, owl necklace. But it is great to see immortalized and just look back on it. Truly an incredible show. I mean, like, I cannot recommend season one enough. It's like, you know, it's as good as anything else on Showtime, that, like, you know, the Gigolo show, Couples Therapy, I'm missing something big. But the one that I talked about months, if not even actually probably years ago, one of like the Polycule people, that was like also in 2010 in San Diego. That's another one you don't want to miss. Because, like, if you want to talk about California being fucking hideous, like, holy shit. It just seems like even like 10 years before that, it's like, is this 1992 or 2008? Like, what the fuck? Sorry, I mean, we all know I love LA. And all my many friends who live there. But, wow. Some ugly-ass apartments. You know, like, you know, tapestries thumbtacked to the wall. Kind of like dark earth tone paint. Jewel tone bed sheets. Like brown and green. I mean, maybe they're not, you know, they're probably not even brown and green, because I can't see brown and green. I can't see blue. I thought my credenza was green. I think it's blue. Showed it to some people. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure about my vision anymore. What color is this? They're like, it's pretty blue. And I'm like, no, it's like hunter green. Oh, God help us all. God help us all. I'll touch on the Kardashians, the new season, for a second. Not very good. I'll watch the show forever. I'll never stop watching this show. There is a lot of product placement, and it is kind of driving me bonkers. Like, the Erewhon smoothie has like more airtime than literally Kylie Jenner. And it's like, Chris will show up to like Courtney's photo shoot and be like, have you tried my new smoothie? Kendall has one too. Cheers. And it's like, holy shit, this is the whole scene. And there's like holding the fucking Erewhon smoothie up like in front of the camera. I'm like, my god. And of course Kim has not slowed down, as she promised she would. She's actually never been busier. Can you believe it? I really have nothing more to say about the show, except I did hear some tea, and this is all alleged. This is all alleged. This is just for fun. In fact, I could be making the whole thing up. It's all alleged. But allegedly, a stranger who works on a super yacht allegedly reached out to a friend of mine, allegedly, that Scott Disick was on, allegedly, a few weeks ago. And allegedly, he was smoking crack and doing heroin, allegedly, and offering $100,000 to certain stews. Wait, stew. It's like chief stew, stewardesses. Sorry, I watched too much Below Deck, and I'm like, they're stews. I'm like, what is stew? Okay, it's stewardesses. Allegedly, he offered a stewardess $100,000 to give him a blowjob. Allegedly. Again, I just made that whole thing up. That did not actually happen. That is not a DM my friend received that I believe that did not happen. Allegedly. Okay. Just look at my list here, see what we've got going on, because I'm running out of steam. And, you know, I'm just going to save up the steam for in a few days when I record my 250th episode. And, you know, I don't want to blow my load tonight. I've said enough. I think I've said enough. Kind of. Okay. Couple more things. So I watched this Netflix documentary. I don't even remember the name, but it's about this like TikTok dance cult, run by this like Asian guy who like is a talent manager basically, but it had like a religious cult like years in the past, kind of transitioned into like managing social media people. It's not a great, I mean, if it was like an hour and a half, I'm in, but they made like three episodes, which honestly isn't that much because we've been used to like, you know, other shit that's like eight episodes. Like this is, it really lost steam for me. But then like there's these dancers who like do like crump. Like we all know what crump is. You've seen crump dancing. For my 250th episode, I'm going to just make a crump compilation of myself dancing while my neighbor's like throwing air conditioners at me. But crump, K-R-U-M-P, stands for Kingdom Radically Uplifted Mighty Praise. I didn't know crump had a religious angle to it. Listen, props on my crumpers out there. Like, I do not judge. And God doesn't either. No, God does judge. He's the only, whatever. I'm not judging crumpers. It's a beautiful form of expression. I love dance. Again, people should be dancing all the time. Dancing the streets, lobbing air conditioners and like bathtubs at moving buses, huffing the insides. That's what we should be doing. I just thought that was weird. I didn't know crump. First of all, I thought it was spelled like C-R-U-M-P, and I was like, that's a cool word. It's like crunk. I'm like, crump. Like, you're crump. Like, you're kind of crumpling yourself up. I didn't know it meant Kingdom Radically Uplifted Mighty Praise. Again, props to you mamas out there for crumping. I watched the South Park Body Positivity special, or was called the, I don't even know. It was some pick something. And they made a really salient point that, like, it's probably been made before, but it's like, oh, like, rich people get Ozempic and poor people get body positivity. I was like, oh, yeah, that's, like, literally so true. Because they call, like, the weight loss prescription for poor people, they call it Lizzo. And it's like, basically, like, oh, you can just, like, give up and it's fine. Like, you don't have to judge yourself and it's fine. Like, you don't have to be healthy. Obesity is not a serious issue. And Lizzo reacted to it as like, oh fuck, like you can kind of tell she's like, shit, they're kind of right. And it's about like the American healthcare system being very complicated and insane. I love South Park, so I'm not gonna, but also they're like literally right. I don't know. What else do we have here? I had a little interesting theory that the reason why people bring dogs inside now is because like they don't trust locking them, like tying them up outside businesses anymore, which is something I never thought of, but it's actually very obvious now, because who's outside? My neighbor. He's going to take your dog. He's going to see if there's Freon inside of it. He's high. His brain does not function like the rest of ours. It's been rotted away. And I think I have one more little topic. Oh my god, my friend, best friend of the pod, Sean, bought, I won't say what kind of car, because like if he does want to drop it on social media, I don't want to spoil it. But it's a very cool older Japanese car. On bringatrailer.com, which I've been following Bring a Trailer for years and years. If you don't know what it is, it's like this online, it's basically kind of like eBay Motors, but it's like you have to be like, the cars don't necessarily have to be expensive, but they have to be like in very good condition. They have to be like a very cool kind of car. It's a very nice community of, I would say, 98% men. From, it's like global. I think my friend bought the car from Vancouver, so he's gonna import it, whatever. It's actually probably not that complicated, but I'd never been in like a live auction. I was just like looking at it from like, you know, on my computer from afar, and I'm just like watching him bid and other people bid. It was so exciting and so crazy. And then like literally, like, because it's like the comment section and like the bidding is like one long like feed, and so like sometimes people comment like, oh, this is a great car, like whoever gets it's gonna be very lucky. And then, you know, if like things get down to the wire, like the last like minute or so, if someone bids again, like a minute gets added to like the clock. And so that happened a few times. My friend was bidding this other guy whose name was like Lego Man Brandon. I'm like, we can't let Lego Man Brandon win this. And then like literally there was, I was like hovering over my computer. I'm like, my like neck and shoulders are sore from like hunching. I'm like, oh my God, there's 3 seconds left, 2 seconds. And some like random person comments like, oops, sorry, typo in my earlier post. I didn't mean to say, it was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, don't comment right now. Like, we're bidding here. And then my friend ended up winning, and it is such a fucking cool car. I had like a 1/18th scale model of it when I was a kid. Okay, it's a Lexus LS400 sedan from like 1992. It's in like this beautiful green color, immaculate interior. It's like museum quality. Got a great price. I'm just like so happy to go like see it eventually. Like, and Sean do be listening, so props, congrats. Bring a trailer, you know. I follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Well, I'm not on Twitter anymore, but like just seeing these like immaculate, like sometimes they're just like a really kind of average ish car that's like in a really good condition, and it's just nice to see that. It's like, oh, this like Oldsmobile like Alero with like 30 miles on it from like 20 years ago. You're like, wow, that's like a it's a blast from the damn past. I'll just say that. Let's just say that. It's a blast from the past. You know, I know people don't like cars like I do. So you probably won't be logging on to Bring a Trailer anytime soon. I know the dial heads aren't trading vehicles, but I think it's a very cool resource. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I think almost in an hour. Should I just play a song to make it so then when I upload it, it'll be like 1 hour. Ooh, yeah, I got it. Okay, this one. So I was reminded of the artist Sparkle Horse. The name sounds really kind of corny, but it's this guy who's like, this song came out in 2001. It has PJ Harvey on it from the album It's a Wonderful Life. I highly recommend it. It's like so classic, perfect indie, but it's also 20 fucking 3 years ago. I thought that I heard it on the OC soundtrack, but I realized that because I googled it, and it's not possible. I think I heard it on like Bradford Cox from like Deer Hunter Atlas Sound used to make these like monthly playlists on some website. I don't remember what it's called. Truly sound off in the comments, because I think it's called like Reverb Radio or something. No, it wasn't that. It was like, but I would love to find that website. I mean, I could actually just, should I just fucking Google this shit right now? What was Bradford Cox's music? Why did I not think to Google this? Internets. Our leaders are nowhere to be found, and neither is my fucking Wi-Fi. It's not really coming up. Atlas Sound Music Blog? Oh, Lotus Plaza. God, he had a lot of fucking things going on. Okay, again, sound off in the comments, please. And I'm going to guide you out the song called Piano Fire, which will ignite something in your soul if you're like a really whack indie bitch in your core, like I am. It's not quite freak folk. It's just, you'll just get it. Okay, well, thank you again for tuning in. Love you guys. Episode 250 coming real soon. Stay tuned. Don't unsubscribe, please. Wait, sorry, I'm going to start over because my microphone is fucked up. Is it this one? Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay, this is why we do it. Here we go. Bye.